Gold Centre Victoria with Tal Backman. She's so high for your Tuesday afternoon. It is the home stretch thanks to the UK Hotel and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Lovely to have your company this afternoon. Also lovely to have the company of Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Really
gorgeous day we have again.
It is lovely, isn't it? But it's going to get a little warmer later in the week, so we need to slip, slop, slap.
That's true. Very important to do that. We've got to look after ourselves and our families, making sure that they do.
Indeed. Very true. The Bendigo Hospital Auxiliary. Now, a lot of people doing some volunteering, especially in the hospitals before COVID-19. So you just want to send a bit of a shout-out to all the volunteers there.
Yes, I do. I think they're often the unsung heroes, the people behind the scenes. So I think a big thanks goes to all those volunteers, and especially ones who have been volunteering for a long time, working tirelessly to raise funds for the Bendigo Hospital. And we know that they, raise funds to provide extra equipment, patient care items and patient comfort items.
Yep.
And without these auxiliaries raising funds, the hospital would be in a bit of strife and a little bit of bother, and of course the rest of us would suffer a bit.
Yep.
And but there are 7 auxiliaries that help Bendigo Health.
Oh.
So I'm putting the little call out there for anybody who might be interested in thinking, what can I do in 2021? Maybe they'd like to join one of these auxiliaries and help Bendigo Health in fundraising with their raffles and popular stalls that we see around the community, and people who are working behind the scenes are making items, and we look forward to seeing them again in the new year. So if anyone's out there that wants to help, they might like to give myself a call or Beth a call on 0429 011 447. And for a little bit of variety, we've got the circus coming back to town. Did you know that?
I didn't. I wasn't aware of that. I thought the circus was my house.
Well, a few of us are probably like that, but no. We have a circus school holiday program happening this summer at the Discovery Science and Technology Centre. And they're looking for volunteers who are a little bit creative and enjoy having a bit of fun to help make science and excitement in the school holidays. So anybody out there who'd like to do some volunteering and, as I said, help make science activities good fun, helping with the planetarium and giving away free icy poles and cups of tea and coffee. Sounds pretty good to me.
That sounds good.
So anyone who's in, it does, doesn't it? So there's a training and information session happening next week on the 25th of November at 4 p.m. And anyone who's interested can inquire by sending an email to volunteer@discovery.asn.au or give me a call, of course. And it's a great activity for students, perhaps, who are studying in the science area and want to have some interaction with students, or perhaps even a person who's going to be a school teacher and wants to have that link with younger people. So lots of opportunities at Discovery.
Going back a little bit, because it's got ice cream, I'll be there for sure. Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joining us, as she does each and every Tuesday afternoon around this time, having a look at volunteer opportunities in Central Victoria. Otis Foundation are looking for volunteers, Helen.
Yes, they are. They're looking for some volunteers to help in the garden and to help with the maintenance of their fantastic accommodation cottages that they've got for people and families who are recovering from breast cancer. And, as we know, the sun is shining, our grass is growing and it needs mowing. So if anyone would like to help, the wonderful, they've got several retreats around Bendigo and Axdale and in our community. Or for perhaps people who want to get out and do some outdoor activities, maybe Blaze Aid and helping them. And, hooking on the caravan and tripping off down to Gippsland and helping construct some fences and some recovery aspects after the bushfires of last year. Or fantastic news that our tourism is starting to open up. So I know that our Golden Dragon Museum are looking for volunteers who are interested in our Chinese heritage and sharing the Chinese story and how the Chinese came to Bendigo in search of gold. And if that's not quite what rocks your boat, maybe helping with Meals and Wheels out at Heathcote. The Heathcote health services out there are looking for some drivers and some jockeys to help deliver meals Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And naturally, you need a driver's licence and you possibly need a COVID test and a few other things to help make that happen. Mm. And of course, if that's not what you feel like doing, maybe cooking is your font activity to do. And yep. So, yes, helping to prepare and cook meals for vulnerable people in our community or helping with deliveries on a Friday with the Eagle Hawk Community House. And if none of that suits, I'm going to remind people to be kind and friendly and neighbourly and just, you know, put a hand up or check on your neighbours and say, how are you going? Do you need a hand with your shopping, your gardening? Maybe even just putting out a rubbish bin. And it's a good idea. Yeah. As we're coming out of COVID, just to touch base and check in, make sure everyone's okay.
That is exactly right. Just making sure everyone is doing A-okay. Plenty of opportunities for volunteering around Central Victoria. Helen, if anyone is interested in any of the opportunities available, how can they get in touch?
Yes, they can give me a call on 0435 532 020. Or just Google Bendigo Volunteers and log on to our website and we'll have plenty of opportunities there. Or drop me an email at manager@btovolunteers.org.au. And fingers crossed, hopefully we might have some of our volunteers might be able to actually go back into the library in December and be able to have a face-to-face conversation with people. But we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Indeed, we have to keep fingers, toes and everything else that we can crossed as well. Hey, Helen, really do appreciate your time as always, and we'll have all the details on our website as well, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Let's do it all again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Yes, plenty of volunteer opportunities, and Helen will steer you in the right direction if you're not sure where to go. As I say, we'll have all the details on our website soon, goldcentralvictoria.com.au.